Now, senior doctors at Komfu Anokye Teaching Hospital in Kumasi have joined their junior colleagues to lay down their tools in protest against what they describe as poor working conditions. This comes barely 24 hours after management of the hospital held a news conference and announced a number of measures to solve problems at the hospital. Meanwhile, the Minister of Health, Orban Bagbin, in an interview with Radio Ghana yesterday, appealed to the junior doctors to rescind their decision, but this appeal may not be heeded as the senior doctors have also joined the strike. Our Ashanti regional correspondent Thomas Nsoeje is currently at the hospital and joins us live. So, Thomas, how would you describe the situation at the hospital currently?
Yes, I've just returned from the place. Early this morning, when we heard that the surgeons have joined their colleagues to go on strike, it just attracted our attention, so I decided to move in quickly to see what was really happening. When I went, lo and behold, they've joined. They've closed the theaters. Almost all the theaters are closed, apart from the gynecology session where the women go to give birth. The situation is such that it's worrying, and they don't even want to talk to us live, either on camera or radio. When you talk to them off radio, what they will say is that the problems have persisted for so long. If there's no water, if electricity is not flowing, I mean, it's not regular. But some of the patients who are supposed to be on theater for surgery, some will just go and carry the same water in basket. To be able to go through surgery at some of the theaters. So they think if the junior doctors have taken the bold initiative to protest, they can also not work alone at the theater, so they decided to join. So the situation there is very uncomfortable, very serious, and I tried to reach out to the chief executive. I was also not getting in, because yesterday the promise was that they've taken note of all the concerns raised, but they are real and they are taking measures to address them. The water situation, we saw a lot of tankers being planted around. The electricity too, we saw some generators standing by and all that. So I really don't understand why they are still insisting that they will not go to work. While efforts are being made to address the situation.
Yes, Thomas. Thomas. So you are saying that some measures are currently being taken. You saw some tankers moving in with water and newly installed, as you say, generators. Is that the case?
Yes, some polytanks are also planted around. So really, I don't know, but they are also complaining of this unavailability of some medicine. At the laboratories and at the pharmacy department, where patients are always asked to go and then buy drugs and all that. So to me, as an ordinary person, what I saw around was that the efforts are real for people to see. But since I'm not a patient myself.
Yes, Thomas. So, did you talk to any of the patients or visitors to the hospital?
Yes, as I said, I spoke to some of the doctors who have joined. Some of the junior doctors we met yesterday. Even some of them were even shying away from talking to us. But those who felt they could talk to us were bold enough to say that yes, unless those problems are addressed. But unfortunately, too, if you give 7 days notice for some of these problems that have persisted for so long to be addressed within 7 days, then it's also unrealistic.
Yes, so Thomas, but did you talk to any of the patients at the hospital?
Yes, I spoke to some of them. As I said, I saw some of them going to buy sachet water to the theater room. But to lo and behold, the theaters are now even closed. So two women I saw carrying them, I even asked where they are sending them to. As to whether they will even be taken care of, is their own headache. So some of them felt so bad that they are not being given the best of care.
Yes.
Now,
thank you, Thomas, for talking to us. You heard our Ashanti regional correspondent, Thomas Nsoeje.